Unit 4, Recording 7.
So, what do you think? How are they caught?
Well, it's usually some detail in the artwork, isn't it? Like the forger uses the wrong kind of paint, or the canvas is made of the wrong type of material, or something like that. It's usually human error, isn't it?
I think so. And in this case, it was human error, but not quite what you're saying.
Could it be something to do with the family? I mean, it's quite unusual to have a whole family involved. I think art forgers are usually lone wolves, aren't they? Maybe it was the elderly parents. Maybe they let something slip. Or perhaps they said something that gave the game away somehow.
Nope. Good guess, though. The mistake was made by the forger, Sean. And it wasn't a painting. It was an Assyrian relief, kind of like a flat sculpture from 600 BC.
600 BC? Oh, so maybe he used the wrong type of stone or plaster. Or could it be that the design didn't match up to designs from 600 BC? Maybe it was too modern?
You're on the right track. Mm. The relief included horses and the horses' reins. Mm. The ones in the forgery were apparently inconsistent with other reliefs of that period. But also, you'll like this, there was a spelling mistake on the inscription.
No way!
This mistake was considered very unlikely on a piece that was supposedly made for a king. And then George panicked.
George is the father who sold the art, right?
Yes. Mm. George panicked and said he'd sell the piece for a very low price.
Aha! So it's connected to the elderly parents too.
Yeah, it all seemed too suspicious, so the police got involved and 18 months later, they arrested the whole family.
Wow, that's some story.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that the family didn't seem to do it for the money. They lived in a small, messy house, and Sean made all his forgeries in the garden shed. Anyway, in the end, Sean was sentenced to 4 years in jail, and the family had to pay back £400,000. The parents were spared prison sentences because of their age.